This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I cannot begin to tell you how much happier I am to be with you than sitting in a dentist chair like I have been for the last 2 days. And to try to catch up to what's been going on, we're now joined from the Truth About Guns by the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman, as we try to catch up on the latest, which is we're a little late to the game in the latest. And good morning. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah,
how are you?
How are your choppers? Choppers? You hear choppers?
Your teeth.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I don't know how well they... I'm very aware of them now, let me tell you that. I was drawn to this right away simply because it is so logical, and at the same time, it just tickles me whenever we try to apply logic to the anti-gunner thought pattern, where, let's see, there's no rational basis for enacting another assault weapons ban.
Yeah, but unfortunately that fact has never had any effect whatsoever on the people who want to enact another assault weapons ban.
Yeah. And Joe Biden, and now, didn't he, was he the author of that, or was Dianne Feinstein with the Omnibus Crime Bill back in the 90s?
The original one? She was the primary author. My understanding was he had a hand in it. He certainly loves to take credit for it, and did when he was campaigning. But most people think of DiFi as the primary mother of the 94 ban.
Well, before we get into what is liable to happen if you were to try it and why it would be quite entertaining to watch him to try it, he's also made overtures to Beto O'Rourke, who basically wants to commit, and I don't know how, he wants to commit the political seppuku by going door to door to confiscate these things.
So he said.
Yeah. I don't know how that would work. I don't think they could do that in Texas.
They couldn't do it anywhere.
I couldn't
do that in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beto loves to talk tough, and Beto loves to say, hell yeah, I'm coming to get your gun.
Yeah.
But Beto isn't the one who's going to be going door to door. And the cops, no matter what state you're talking about, do not relish that duty, and for very good reasons, because at some point somebody's going to take exception to it and not want to turn over their firearms. It will get ugly quickly. And
yeah.
Americans just will not comply with something like that.
The big question, though, that nobody seems to answer, are they going to go, I know, like in New York where they have a registry, which, you know, what is it, 4%, 5%, 6% complied with it. They don't know where all those are at.
Of course not. No, they have no idea.
Connecticut, they don't know where those are. How's that going to work when they get out and say Alabama?
Yeah, where there's even less of an idea of where all the guns are.
So,
it won't. It won't work. It won't work in Texas. It won't work in Wyoming. It won't work in Montana. It won't work in, it doesn't matter where you go. It's not going to work. We have 500 million guns in this country in civilian hands. And they don't know where they are. They don't know who owns them, and they have no idea how to go go about confiscating them if somebody should be stupid enough to issue an order like that.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, but I mean, once again, the other thing that he's talking about is putting them on the NFA, which, once again, how are they going to track that?
They wouldn't. You would get about the same compliance level with that as they got in California with the so-called assault weapons registration, or they got in Connecticut or New York or any of the other states that have tried to register firearms. In other words, you'll get a tiny single-digit fraction or percentage of the people who will comply, and the rest are going to say, nope, not doing it, especially if it involves paying a $200 tax per gun, or in Biden's case, per magazine,
right?
If he gets what he says he wants.
I mean, then comes the elephant in the room, which I haven't really heard too many people talking about this. Wasn't he the Judiciary Committee head when they were confirming Clarence Thomas?
Yes, he was.
And didn't he allow Clarence Thomas to be dragged through the mud over rocks and broken glass and all kinds of other stuff to where, in the end, I think Clarence Thomas, I heard him say, I don't know that I would do this in order to keep my good name, but then I think he decided just to stick it out because he was there. And the biggest slap on the face he could do would be to get confirmed.
Yes, and Senator Biden at the time was one of Justice Thomas's primary antagonists throughout that whole process. So I'm
so
sure
now
that,
I'm looking at the Supreme Court now. I'm calling this the Thomas Court.
As are a lot of people who pay attention and understand that this is a 5-4 court.
Although I still have this thinking that, you know, just to be one of the cool kids, maybe What's-His-Head would go ahead and vote with the majority. But, I mean, if they were to try all of that stuff, I know there is a literal legion of lawyers that, you know, Second Amendment Foundation, Stan Belea, Rob Olson over at GOA, you know, all these guys are going to come out of the woodwork and just sue them in every corner, and it will get to the Supreme Court relatively quick. I would think this would be one of the ones they would be dying to get a hold of.
I would think so. There's already a bunch of cases that they can take, and if they should pass this, it will get up to the Supreme Court pretty quickly. I'm guessing that, especially if the gun control law involves any sort of registration or NFA tax, that kind of some sort of injunction would be issued to hold that until the Supreme Court could pass judgment on it. I never like putting my gun rights in the hands of the Supreme Court to protect, but I have to feel that the odds are probably with us these days, or as much as they're going to be anytime soon.
Right. I mean, we can only take it so far, and now we are there. So,
yeah.
In any event, that would be my hope as well. And in the meantime, I guess that would all start, and we would all be sort of sniggering. The other thing is that they would have, wouldn't they have to change a few rules in the Senate? Do they still have a 60 vote threshold to have to reach to pass something like that?
And all that would be contingent on the Democrats winning both of the runoff elections in Georgia. Because other than that, they won't have control.
I guess we should be thanking Eric Swalwell right about now, because I've seen some of these guys getting out there.
He's got his own problems these days.
He does have his own problems. anyway, I digress. I don't see how they're going to do it. But like you said, it's pretty much pointless because it did nothing. It's not going to do anything for more people get kicked to death than get shot by any kind of rifle in any kind of context. But listen, you hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. You can find everything we're talking about today on the front page of TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Dan is the editor-in-chief. He's the one making sure that what goes out is the good stuff. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh, Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And you've got an article on the near the top of the page by a young, I guess this is an AP article from Lisa Marie Payne.
Yes, it is.
Taking a look at the actual logistics involved with Biden trying to come in and actually enact his gun control scheme, which, you know, a lot of people, you know, the House of Representatives, the Democrats in the House of Representatives are just about in outright revolt right now. There's a lot of infighting going on. And she actually takes a look at that. What do we find out about them with this?
Well, she runs down the process and points out the fact that it's probably going to be pretty difficult for Biden to achieve all the anti-gun items on his extensive agenda. Now, again, a lot of this has to do with whether or not the Democrats can take the two seats in Georgia. That would be a big boost to Biden's gun control efforts. But yeah, there's still trouble in the House. Although you have to give it to the Democrats, they are nothing if not disciplined. They whoever's the Speaker, and I fully assume it's still going to be Nancy Pelosi, manages to get her members in line, no matter how slim their majority is, and very few people manage to stray from the party line when it comes to votes on big things like gun control or other types of high-profile legislation.
So I guess the other problem they're going to face, though, that I, you know, the Democrats in the House are already sort of thinking they're going to be seeing a bloodbath in 2022. And if they would
in the past, yeah.
In the 90s when they did it the last time. And
or after Obama was elected in 2018.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, what was that? 2010, I guess that was.
When he was elected? Yeah, in 2010 that's when they everything flipped, but the House flipped anyway.
Yeah.
But you know, whenever they go for their marquee issue, they pay. And I don't think the rank and file in the House, because let's face it, most of the people in the House are rank and file. You're either a big idiot like Swalwell, always, you know, sticking your foot in other things where it doesn't belong, or nobody knows who you are unless you're on TV a lot. So most of them just like having the job, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, there are only 100 senators, so most of them are higher profile. Congressmen are a dime a dozen, and you're right. There are just a few in leadership. There's a few that the media turn to regularly for comments, and they get their face on TV. The worst place to be in Washington is always between them and a TV camera. But the rest of them, they're just a faceless mob in general. They don't individually have much sway. And because they're so, they lack so much power, that's why they tend to stick together, safety in numbers, and vote as the Speaker tells them to.
Well, I don't know if they're going to do that, though, do you?
You know, I don't know, because if you look at the November election results, Democrats didn't do well. They lost an awful lot of seats, and virtually every close race was won by the Republican.
They were flipping seats in California.
Exactly. I was just going to say, that's in places like California and some deep blue states. So if they now try to ram through some of their most dearly held policy parties like gun control and a few others I could mention, they could very well find themselves out of power and out of control of the House in 2 years. And the question is, are they willing to do that? Usually they are. Usually they say, damn, the torpedo's full speed ahead. We're going to ram this through now while we've got the chance. And if we pay for it in 2 years, we pay for it. But right, but at least we'll have enacted some of the things we've wanted to do for years and years and years.
One of the things they're doing, though, that really irritates me is they're pointing to this uptick in the blue cities of the violence that's going up while they're defunding the police and allowing riots to occur. And they're saying, this is obviously a problem for gun control.
Of course, yeah. And not only are they defunding the police, but there, a lot of these same jurisdictions are enacting zero bail policies. So every time you arrest anybody for anything short of murder, and sometimes even for that, they get out within 24 hours and they're back in the street committing even more crimes. So when you combine people being out of work, a lot of people, and fewer cops on the beat, and fewer, more criminals on the street, and in addition, also keep in mind also the most states have also opened up their jails to get to reduce populations due to COVID. All that translates into higher crime rates, and we've seen that in city after city after city. But that didn't stop, for instance, Minneapolis City Council last night from voting again to further defund their police department.
$8 million, right?
Yep.
$8 million.
Yeah, and their pathetic little mayor has threatened to veto it, but I don't know whether they'll stand up. I don't know how a veto override works there. I don't know what they would have to do, but I think it was almost unanimous on the city council. So if that works like most state legislatures, I assume they'll have enough folks to override it.
I guess they're going to go out there and have to train a bunch of former MMA fighters to be social workers now, right?
They're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
Shootings, murders, and I've read carjackings are up something like 400% in Minneapolis, too. It's just a lawless escape from New York type of situation there. The city council doesn't seem to be at all interested in doing anything about it.
Well, you hang on for me. We're heading into the next break. We're going to be right back. You can find Dan's work at thetruthaboutguns.com. You're looking at 10, 15 articles fresh a day. By tomorrow, everything that we're talking about today will be off the front page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are blocking an attempt by the House to pass the $2,000 stimulus checks President Trump wants. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tried to pass an amendment doing just that today, but the unanimous consent request required the approval of the Republican caucus. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy did not give it. Republicans in the Senate, like Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, want the bill passed that will get Americans $600 ASAP.
Let's pass this. Let's get this signed. Let's get this into law. And we can have an ongoing discussion about whether there should be additional direct payments or not.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Pelosi saying a full House vote will take place Monday regarding those $2,000 direct payments. AAA projecting about 85 million people will be traveling over the holiday season. USA Radio News. President Trump with some unlikely support in his veto of a defense bill.
President Trump issued a veto Wednesday of the National Defense Authorization Act, following up on threats to reject the bill if it did not repeal legal protections for social media companies. The $740 billion defense spending bill now goes back to Congress, where an override is likely. But the president is getting some support for his action from across the aisle. Hawaii Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard tells Fox News that Congress has failed to hold big tech companies accountable for their actions.
Congress has failed to act in making sure that the American people have a fair and free opportunity to the public square, and to make sure that these tech companies that are censoring people, that are choosing whose voices are heard and whose aren't, taking sides in political elections, that they are not immune from lawsuits. And so I think it's a critical thing to hold Congress's feet to the fire.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com, where you're speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. And I don't want to spend too much time with this, because when I first saw this, I got to admit, I was sort of snookered into this, too. This happened once before when I saw a Photoshop rendition of a Glock AR-15.
Yeah, that and the and Glock 1911 seem to make.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
That one too. Yeah, to. Yeah, yeah. So, you've got a picture of a Tesla AR-15.
Well, I have a new neighbor. You know, Elon Musk is now an Austinite too. So
yeah,
I'm sure
yeah.
My house would fit in his kitchen, but it's nice to have him here in Texas, soon to be employing all the people he's going to employ here in Austin, another California refugee. Hopefully everybody he brings with him will leave their voting habits back in the Golden State.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the youngsters at the Babylon Bee said that put up an article saying that he's going to start producing Tesla AR-15, which sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, let's see. They quote him. I guess this isn't a real quote. They spoof him. We really want to rethink self-defense. This new firearm will be the go-to rifle for our space as volunteers when they encounter hostile aliens. It's also a celebration of the Second Amendment. If any federal authorities try to confiscate it, it will automatically connect to the Internet and file a lawsuit for you.
Perfect.
It just doesn't have that big iPad that you find in all of the Tesla cars.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it'll just come with an app for your phone or something like
just
that. It says it'll be it'll actually be a battery-powered railgun capable of firing 3 million rounds per minute.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and come with a chainsaw bayonet.
How big of a magazine is 3 million rounds?
I don't know. That'll be pretty big for 3 million rounds.
Are those all energy bursts that are battery-operated?
I guess they are, but something's got to feed that thing. I'm not sure how that works.
See, I'd be buying stock in Duracell right about now.
Yeah, I would guess.
Do we know where he comes down on that? Where does Elon Musk feel? What does he feel about this? Do we have any idea?
Never heard him talk about guns at all. Even in the few times I've heard him on a Rogan show or something like that, I don't think the subject of guns has come up. At least I haven't heard it.
That's interesting.
But, I mean, he seems, from his tweets and other comments he's made over the last year or so, as more and more of his businesses have been impacted by California's ever more restrictive laws and the edicts, he seems to be more and more of a libertarian. So I'm hoping that gun rights fall into... fall under the things that he's in support of. We'll say though.
Libertarians, they're pretty gun they're pretty big gun rights people, aren't they?
They typically are.
Yeah. And I've heard what he said about California. I've heard some of the things he's put out there about it. And I'm astonished to see him actually do it, because that'd be the Tesla in California. I mean, come on. I bet you California has more recharging stations than they do gas stations.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about that, but I'm sure they've got plenty. You can understand why he would move and not want to live in California anymore, if for no other reason than the income tax, which I think is 13% in California, and it is precisely zero in Texas. So imagine what 13% of whatever his annual income would be.
Right.
That's a big thing.
Well, I'm interested to see how that works out. I'm always interested. They're always looking at Texas like, we're going to flip Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to flip it.
Yeah, they were sure of that going into the election, and it didn't happen. It just ain't necessarily so. They lost by presidential, I think it was 5 points.
Right.
And I don't think they flipped any House or state legislature seat. I'm not sure about state legislature. And I know of at least one prominent border district that flipped from blue to red, and that really freaked them out.
I just love that when that happens. That's just so funny. To watch them sitting there. And this is just coming off of it. This just speaks to their mindset. Did you see the Michigan congresswoman legislator, whatever she is, getting out there and warning the Trumplicans and, telling the soldiers, you know what to do? And, I mean, come on, lady.
Yeah, she's advocating violence is what she was doing.
And, I mean, what happens when you get it?
Yeah.
What happens when you get it? This is, I'm sure you run into this occasionally. There's lots of people that think we just need to go ahead and just transition now to that. And the problem is not what happens during the violence. It's what you do after the violence is over. After the cessation of hostility.
Yeah, people who wish for that should be careful.
Yeah.
Because they won't like the result.
Yeah, it's
no matter which side you're on,
no,
it won't be good.
It's never the way to go initially. I mean, if it comes down to... Okay, they got guns up on me, and they got guns up on my neighbors and everything else. I guess pretty much my options are exhausted. Now we got to get loud. And now, of course, since my teeth are fixed, I can just smile and repel their bullets.
Well, if you're going to smile at him, at least make it look good. So that's, yeah, that's good to hear.
And anyway, I just I found that amusing in a sort of a interesting way, just because I'm glad we can still have a little levity in some of this, because there's a lot of people, I think, looking around the world today going, man, this is awful doggone grim.
Yeah, you can understand that, and it's been a rough year, to say the least, but there's no reason you can't laugh every once in a while. It's good for the soul, and
right.
Babylon B is certainly a good choice of source of some funny material, and so it's glad to see some of it gun related.
I like that myself. Liked it myself. I'm just waiting to see what comes down the pike in 2021. Because they've canceled SHOT Show, I do a lot of stuff on Apple, so I got this thing, a new memory today, and it was a video of me on Radio Row, hanging out on Radio Row, interviewing people. I had Alan Gottlieb photobombing me at Mark Walters' radio booth. It was good stuff. Went ahead and posted that to Facebook so that I could make it a little remembrance, since we don't get to go to SHOT Show this year.
Yeah, that's a shame, but I'm sure we'll all be back in 2022.
I'm waiting to see what happens with the NRA. Maybe the NRA annual meeting will happen.
Yeah, I still have a feeling that's not going to come off. That may be
okay.
Too soon.
Gotcha.
But we'll see.
Well, you hang on for me. You can find that Tesla article and others a little less frivolous on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. A little levity is always good for the soul. Dan, of course, is the editor-in-chief there. Like I said, that changes daily as far as what you see on the front page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. And so are the Chinese selling Glock full auto conversion kits or fake auto conversion kits?
Oh, they're all too real. They actually work. They're made terribly well, and they probably don't work for long, but they work. And we've been following this story for a year and a half, maybe almost 2 years. There are these Chinese knockoff and counterfeit product sites. Wish.com is probably the most famous one of them. And they sell Glock full auto conversion kits that will take a standard semi-automatic Glock and make it shoot full auto. And that, of course, is illegal to buy one of these things. Unless, I don't know if there's even a way to buy one of those legally and have it registered. I don't know what the process is for that. But they sell those. They sell so-called airsoft suppressors that are actually real suppressors. So those are illegal as well. And they also sell all kinds of counterfeit stuff like fake EOTech sights, fake loopholed red dots, fake Serpa holsters, you name it. They'll knock it off. And the ATF, was tipped to them years ago, because a couple thousand of these Glock full auto switches came in, and people bought them, and they've been trying to run them down ever since. And most recently, the Chicago Tribune, I think it was, ran a story about a Chicago guy who had sold a number of them for as much as $500 a piece. You know, I don't know what which was selling them for. Can't imagine it's more than $50.
Well, they show this picture of this thing that looks like a box coming out of the back of it. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And I guess what, you pull off that back plate and it attaches to something in there and makes it run full auto.
Yes, it does. So the ATF and has been trying to arrest these people. People have bought these things for years, and they're slowly doing it. They've got records somehow of people who bought these in states all over the country. They say Alaska, California, Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, all kinds of states, probably all over the place. But this guy in Chicago made a mistake of selling one to an ATF informant, and he got caught. So, but he's been selling these things to, like, gang members and things, people like that, who wanted to convert their Austrian pistols to full auto.
Yeah. I was going to ask you who's buying them, but now you've answered that one. So that's interesting. I've never wanted to fire a fully automatic handgun before.
I fired a Glock 18 one time.
What is that like?
It's fine once. After that, it's not something you really want to do. It's not painful or anything. It's a little hard to control at first, but then you learn how to do it. And it's a novelty, but it's a bullet hose. And even with a 33-round Glock mag in it, it runs through rounds pretty quickly. And
yeah.
Especially these days, it's expensive. The cost of 9mm ammo, if you can even find it, that gets expensive.
Yeah. Can a civilian even own a Glock 18? Does that fall past the Hughes Amendment? When that
no, you can. You can. I think you can own one just as you can a machine gun, as long as you go through all the hurdles and have it registered and pay the tax stamp.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I know an individual who owns one.
Because I've always thought... I have always thought that gang members just primarily, they're not out there going around when they're looking for a gun, when they're going to their fence or to their straw purchaser or whatever. I've never thought they're like, I want one of those fifth gen Glocks. Or have you seen those SIGs? You know, they just want a gun. They want bullets that goes into it, a way to feed those bullets. And that's what I've always thought they're doing. But with this, I guess they would have to be, what is it, like for a Glock 17 or any model Glock?
I'm guessing any standard model Glock in the slim line, single stacks. But I'm sure that I'm guessing this would work on a 17, a 19, a 26, any of those.
I did a review on, I have a sponsor called MechTech. And MechTech, they make these uppers that you can take a Glock lower and stick on it. Somebody's like, hey, do they make these in full automatic? And I was like, come on now. Come on out. I mean, it fires from a closed bolt and it doesn't lock back. It's a very good carbine conversion unit, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Very accurate. I mean, it takes a 9mm and turns it into something else. But it's, some of these guys that get out there, when I was in the military, the only guns I fired fully automatic were the guns designed to go fully automatic, which, by the way, is not the M4 M16. They do have the chatter switch, as we call it, but, the chatter switch, the gun bounces front and back, just like the boat tail rounds go down that wobble on their festive flight downrange. Now, give me an M60, or give me a grease gun. There's a couple of weapons that know how to run fully automatic, and they just run all day long.
Yeah, I've shot a full auto grease gun. That's a fun gun to shoot.
Yes, it is, isn't it? I don't know anybody that owns one of those, either.
Yeah, I know somebody.
They were the biggest, Colorado. Greasiest, oiliest things I'd ever dealt with in my life. And when it was range time in Germany, all the field grades would come down. And I would always be on the doggone grease gun range. You'd be like, "Hey, Frady, I need to requalify again. I missed one target. Can I have some more ammo?" Here, sir. Because they'd be having a good time with it.
Of course they did.
Yeah, so, they were doing that. So, what are they going to do with all these guys that they catch with them? Who's the guy that was selling them? Is he under arrest? Is he in jail? I mean, is he going to get out?
Who knows? Given Illinois laws, I don't know what the bail situation is there.
But yeah, I mean, that would be an ATF violation, though, right?
Yeah, I guess it probably has nothing to do with Illinois. You're right. This is federal beef, I'm sure, and I'm guessing he's in a federal jail somewhere awaiting trial. But yeah, I mean, he asked the informants or the ATF agents he's trying to sell these things to. He said, "Would you be able to get rid of 500 switches?" So apparently, he thinks he could get that many of them, or maybe he's already bought that many of them. Because he was selling them, if people bought enough of them, he was selling them for a discounted price of $275 a piece, according to the story. So you can make a lot of money buying them for, I don't know what Wish was selling them for, 40, 50 bucks probably. And selling it for $275, that's a healthy profit.
Does it, it doesn't look like it's a selector switch, though. Is it just a thing you stick it in there and it's fully automatic and that's what you got?
It actually is a selector switch. If you look at that photo, see that little round button on the right side?
Oh.
You press that from one side to the other and it goes from semi-auto to auto.
Do you think that Glock logo is fake?
Yes, that is very fake.
Anyway, listen, thanks for shifting with me and thanks for understanding about Tuesday and everything and thanks for coming on the show today. And hopefully everything settles down and we can get back to normal and just do some plain old good old American political violence as we push it around. The truthaboutguns.com. Dan is the editor-in-chief, and like I said, it's going to change before you look at it the next time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's time to go to Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.